Dune, The Duke of Caladan, written by Brian Herbert and Kevin J. Anderson, and read by Scott Brick.
The person with the fewest accomplishments often boasts the loudest. Showman analysis of public imperial histories. He was far from home and did not want to be here. But when the Padishah Emperor invited all members of the Landsraad, Leto Atreides had to attend. He was the head of a house major, the Duke of beautiful Caladan, and Shaddam's distant cousin. His absence would have been noticed. Fortunately, this trip did not require him to go to the gaudy, noisy capital world of Catane. The heart of the Imperium simply did not have room for the extravagant new memorial that the Emperor envisioned. So Shaddam had chosen a planet no one had ever heard of. He needed a place where his accomplishments could truly stand out, and Otorio served that purpose. As the Guild Highliner arrived over the new museum planet, Leto sat restlessly in the Atreides space yacht, which was carried aboard the gigantic guild ship. A pilot and a few retainers accompanied him on the trip, but the Duke kept to himself inside his private stateroom. He had long dark hair, piercing gray eyes, and an aquiline nose. His demeanor showed a confidence that would not be overshadowed by the spectacle of the new museum complex. While the Highliner orbited, smaller ships lined up to descend from the cavernous hold in an orderly fashion. Otorio was a formerly insignificant world that had fallen through the cracks, forgotten for centuries by travelers, businessmen, colonists, and imperial auditors. Rustic, unsullied, and serene, it had been an isolated tide pool in the ocean of imperial politics. Now, though, the planet was home to a gigantic new complex, celebrating 10 millennia of House Carino rule. The fact that Otorio held so little else of note meant that Shaddam's congratulatory museum would stand out more prominently than anything on the entire world. Leto knew how the Emperor thought. Many nobles would strive to catch the Emperor's attention, to build on their wealth, to increase their influence, or bring down rivals. Leto had no such agenda. He had his own significant holdings, a stable rule, and had already drawn the attention of Shaddam IV, good and bad, in prior encounters. Duke Leto had nothing to prove, but he would do his duty by attending.